Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Motivate Social, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Akina Finch, and I have my lovely co-host with me, Vanessa Canterbury. How art thou today, Vanessa?
I am great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Anytime that we are on here talking about Motivate Social, you know that is a good day. So I know I'm excited about today's guest. Can you please tell us more about her?
Oh, my goodness. This woman is absolutely phenomenal. Her name is Kimberly Brown, and she is in the position of making transition and making change. And I wish I knew this information and this lady years ago when I was dealing with the college process with my own children. But I am honored to be able to be connected with her and just to see what she's doing on social media of educating other people of the things that we have no clue about. And so my pleasure, my honor to introduce you to Miss Kimberly Brown. Hello, Kim. How are you?
I am doing well. How is everyone?
We are great. So I'm going
to thank you.
No, there must be a delay. I apologize. Go ahead, finish.
I was just going to say thank you for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. When I tell you, I'm like on the edge of my seat. I am on the edge of my seat. So I'm going to ask that one question. How are you changing lives via social media?
You know what? I've started this group called Realizing the College Dream, and it is my goal. It's on Facebook. There's a Twitter. There's also Instagram. But the goal is to help our families to understand how to plan and save and finance the college dream and not go into so much debt that they can't live after they get that degree. And via social media, the information is free. It's available to everyone. The only thing you have to do is join the page, and you'll get all the information that you need and that's readily available to you in regards to that entire process.
Okay, so let's explore that, shall we? So these are for students that are going into college or are already in college, and how would they just find this page? You know, is there something that they need to type in that it'll just pop up on, or is it a keyword or something like that?
Yes, on Facebook or Instagram, you can type in Realizing the College Dream. There's a Facebook page and a Facebook group. Both of them contain the same level of information, so I've tried to make it easy for you to access us via social media. And the information is primarily for families with kids in middle school and high school that are transitioning and planning to attend college, whether it's a two-year college or a four-year college. The process starts very early, and it's what you do in that early process which helps you to be able to apply for funding for college and makes it free for you and families once you graduate from high school. Now, while you're in college, I like to provide some information there also. I like to say it's the four plus four strategy. It's 4 years in high school to get to college and get the funding, and it's 4 years while you're in college to plan and strategize to get the job after college, which is the ultimate dream.
Okay, now you should start something now. The thing that I really, really love about you is that you are really consistent. Oftentimes people will provide information and then, you know, they go ghost. Not you. You are in there. You are interacting with people, asking and answering their questions, and so much more. Can you please tell the audience why it's important to start the college planning early versus when the colleges come to us in the college year. And also, I have a twofold question. I'm sorry. Why did you start this process of college planning for yourself that's now making you want to be able to educate more people? I hope that makes sense.
You know, I'm going to start with your question of why did I start this process. And, you know, there's many different answers, but one was I had a son that was headed off to college, and he was in middle school. And many of the kids around him in the county that we live in were already advanced on what is this process, what does it mean, and what do we need to do. And it was through my own investigation that I was able to say, I don't know enough. But what I do know is I plan for him to go to college. He plans to go to college. And I want to make sure that we are prepared and that we have the financing available. Now, make sure and understand, I didn't say I wanted to spend my retirement and my savings. What I said was I wanted to make sure that we had the financing necessary to be able to get him to and through college without sacrificing every dime that I had available to me. And what I found in that research that I had to do very quickly was I needed to start in middle school, and that's exactly what we did. It's those grades that you get in middle school. It's the SAT scores that you get. It is that resume that you put together that shows that you are consistently out in the community, that you are making a difference, but that you are doing something relevant. Not you as a parent, but you as the child. Parents, you can guide them, but they have to own this process. They have to own those grades, own that GPA, own that resume, and they have to be willing to do the work to get the SAT or ACT score that's necessary for them to get those merit and institutional scholarships from colleges and universities throughout the United States. It's that process right there that gets you one category of funding, but it is the highest level of funding that you are able to obtain from a college or a university. So that's most important, and many people don't realize that. My son is now a junior, and I like to tell people via social media continually, I'm living this process also. Everything that I'm asking you to do, I'm actually doing myself. I'm cluing you in as to how we are a junior, just finished up the junior year, and we're still debt-free. I haven't taken out one student loan yet. My son hasn't taken out a student loan. What we're doing is what I'm giving you the same information and access to understanding so you can do the same as long as you're willing to do the work. So, you know, that explains how I got into it from one aspect, from my own personal standpoint. The second one was, and the most riveting story that I have is I met a young lady who ended up being my nephew's girlfriend, and she was valedictorian. And she came to the barbecue that we were having for the nephew after graduation, and she heard me talking about what I was doing for my son and how I was preparing him. And keep in mind, I'm going to keep saying this, she was the valedictorian. Never in my mind would I believe that I would have a valedictorian coming to me to say, can you help me find funding for school? Not only was she the valedictorian, she was a STEM major. She was majoring in agricultural science. She had 2 years of community college underneath her belt that she had taken those courses during high school. She had zero funding, zero offers, zero scholarships. When I say she had nothing, and she was desperate because she said, I'm going to college, but I don't have any money. And I'm looking at her shocked. And I said, well, baby, what happened to your counselors? You know, and she said, they don't help kids that look like me. And it was most riveting. It was heartbreaking. It was heart-wrenching. And I told her, well, we're going to get some funding for you. We're going to figure out how to get you funding because you did what you were supposed to do. And I'm here to say this year she is graduating from her college in her major, and she has some minimal debt because she was so late in the process. Even as a valedictorian, we couldn't make up all of the ground. We made up some of it with funding, but her second, third, fourth year, we got her full ride, full tuition, full room and board, and a stipend because she maintained honors while in college. So the money kept coming. She did what she was supposed to do. We got her some funding. But most importantly, what she kept telling me was, I'm first generation. My parents didn't know how to help me. And I couldn't get the help that I needed from my high school. They weren't willing to help me. This process is all about information. It's all about what you know and do you know how to get to the information to help you get through the process to be able to access the money. It's like when somebody tells you there's a big sale at the department store. You don't know that you can get a savings until somebody tells you that there's a sale. You can't get the money for college when you don't understand the process or you don't have access to the information. And it was my goal thereafter, you know, that was one of those turning points to make sure that this information was as available as possible to as many people as possible so that they could get their kids to and through college. I hope that answered your question, but those were some of the primary reasons that I began this process.
Yes, yes, that was very insightful. You know, sometimes you have to give the example so that it will touch the heartstrings, because, you know, you can say, oh, go get this funding, you know, and it doesn't really make a difference to people. They'll just like, oh, I can wait. Oh, it'll be there. Some people will help. But until you tell that story, they realize that could happen to me. That could be me. I need to get started. And the fact that you start them in the 9th, 10th, 11th grade, that is so phenomenal because they need to get going. I mean, I am a person who has debt because of being, you know, a doctor and all of that. And I wish I would have had those people that would have wanted to do funding and help me with those types of things. But I was that little girl that people didn't want to help because of what I looked like. And I totally understand, and that touched me deeply. So thank you so much for what you do for our children, for our community, because it's definitely needed. You know, I wanted to say that to you. Oh, yes, definitely. And here is my question, right? So I like the fact that you put this stuff on social media because students live in a world of Google, and they live in a world of social. So why not put the information where they're going to find it, not necessarily where the counselors are going to find it, not necessarily where the parents are going to find it, but where the kids are going to find it, because they need to take an invested part in their learning process. So was that your thought process when you decided to go straight to social media, or do you have a website and some other things too?
You know, right now I am only on social media, but the website is coming up, and the book is ready to launch because, you know, there's more information that needs to come together. This process, it's called 5 Steps to a Debt-Free Degree. It's College Planning Made Simple is the name of the book. It's not meant to be the encyclopedia on getting to and through college. It is meant to be a guide to allow you the basic information that you need and to not overwhelm you with this process. I mean, there's a ton of information that's out there, but this is concise. It's 5 steps. It's a simple read. It's something you can sit down in an afternoon and you can digest. And it provides you with the different websites that you can go to get additional information. And social media is the way of spreading information the fastest anymore. And so, to me, putting it out there on social media made sense. I go out and I actually speak nationally, and I hold workshops to actually walk families through this process. Reading it is one way that you can gain the knowledge, But actually sitting in a workshop is much better, because then I'm actually giving you an example and walking you through how to understand how the funding process works, where the funding is, how to access it. But also I'm helping you understand in advance, in the middle school years, in early high school, that if you go to this college, these merit scholarships are available if you meet this criteria. You know, part of this funding process is picking the right college or university. And everybody's like, well, what's the right university? Is it pretty? Does it have good food? Does it have my program? It's more than that. Does it have an endowment? What's the graduation rate? What's the job placement rate? How much do they give out in scholarships? Those are more important questions than any others that you may ask. And those are the ones that are often missed as we go through and we get wowed by just looking at the college or university and the grounds and the building. You know, I want to know, what do they really have to offer me, and what kind of funding can they afford to give me? And can I get a job once I graduate? Those questions are so much more important, and that's what we cover in workshops. And that's what we cover after you've read the book. We actually cover in examples as I travel throughout the United States. So that's the piece that I like to share the most with people. But social media gets that information out there, and you know what it does? It levels the playing field. It means that more people have access to information than just those that may be able to attend the workshop or those that may be able to afford to purchase a book. It really does give you what you need to be able to service many people at one time. And, you know, I'll say I also take appointments. So, you know, just yesterday I have a parent that called and said, you know, okay, Kim, you know, last year you helped me to get this merit scholarship for my daughter. She's a biology major. She's at an HBCU. She needed to maintain a 3.3. She got a 3.279. And financial aid is saying she's losing her scholarship. And I'm like, wait. Let's see what we need to do. You know, we're at a 3.279. Let's go see what we need to do. Let's talk to the right people. Let me make some phone calls. Let me see. How do you calculate the GPA? When I got done with this mother, I think she was actually laughing at me, you know, because one of my strategies that I put out there on social media was, did you save every quiz, every daily piece of work that you turned in, every test score, every final, every midterm? Did you save it and your grade, and did you make sure that it was recorded? That's your responsibility as a student. Now I want to know, did we calculate according to the syllabus, and how many decimal places out do we really record, so that when the grade ends up on the grade card, if it says 3.3, then you're going to need to have a discussion with financial aid about why you may lose your scholarship, because that's what the child is being told. It's a full-ride scholarship, and it's in jeopardy. So, you know, I'm getting those phone calls also. So when you ask, is it just getting to college, or is it, you know, while they're in college, it's both. You know, I need families to understand, I'm going to get you to college. I'm going to do everything that I can to help you to get to college. But we also need to make sure that we're able to stay in college. And those scholarships are important that we maintain throughout the college process, so that we don't incur debt while we're in college also. So, you know, I'm here to help families as much as possible is my answer. I hope I answered your question.
Oh, my goodness. Kim, you are dropping so many nuggets. You got my head over here spinning. I remember the moments when I was going through the process of, you know, meeting with the colleges and seeing what they have to offer. And it was so unfortunate that the information that you are providing was nowhere near what they provided. And it's unfortunate because they will provide you just what they need just to be able to get you into the door to make you another number. But they're not letting you know that there's multiple ways how you could be able to get these scholarships and to be able how to maintain these scholarships throughout. And I learned that firsthand with my girls. And so this information is so, so important. What's one of the things that you will tell because once our children finish our high school, they have to own it. Do you have sessions with just only the parent, or do you have sessions with the parent and the student for them to be able to understand that we can get you there, but now this is what you need to do to maintain it all the way through?
You know, the session, I say families. The session is with families. Mm-hmm. Parents, your responsibility is helping to guide your kids to and through the process. Students, your responsibility is to do the work to and through the process. So, you know, I like to be very candid with families. And some people may say I'm harsh, and I'm going to take it and I'm going to run with it, right? Because my child, the same thing that I'm asking of my child is the same thing that I'm going to ask of families. And to me, it is the only way that you're going to be able to manage this process. You can't go to school with your child. So your child has to have stake in this game. They must attend class. They must get the grades. They must study for the exams. I like to tell my child, have fun while you're there. But don't forget why you are in school. Okay? And that's a given. And if you tell me that you did your best, I'm with you 150%. But if you tell me that you went to school and I didn't make you or force you or encourage you to have some stake in the game, well, then I might as well have not sent you to school anyway. Okay? You have a job to do while you're in school. I have a job to do while you're in school. I'm still parenting while you're in school. What I need for you to do is to put your best foot forward and to do your job. So what I like to say is I talk to families, and I like for families to understand, just like I told my son, and I like to make this clear because, like I said, I'm living this process also. Son, I love you dearly. Son, go on to school and be great. And I tell him, have fun. School is about the educational piece, but the educational piece also uncovers it's part of the growing up socially piece. I need for you to understand how to be social, how to have fun, but how to handle your business. But if you go to school and you decide that you're going to be social 90% of the time and you're going to be in school 10% of the time, that is one promise I'm going to make to you, and that is that you will be home. I'm going to love you enough to tell you what the consequence is and to bring you home. And what I ask parents at the very beginning is, are you strong enough to make good on that promise? Because if you're not, then you're going to have the same financial problems with sending your child to college that you would have even if you didn't do any work to get them to college and to get these scholarships. They're just going to lose them. So you might as well build the four-year plan within year two, three, and four. You're going to be taking out those college loans, and you're going to go into debt. So I'm all about being realistic up front. Child, what is your responsibility? Son or daughter, what's your responsibility? If I'm a mentor or coach, I'm telling that student, what is your responsibility? And I'll be right here to support you to and through college. Okay? So that process and that conversation, it needs to be had up front, and it needs to be had in middle school. So you're setting the stage in middle and high school through parenting as to what you're going to allow in college. So I really have to do a lot of coaching with parents individually and students. I like to look them in the eye if I can, or we can do FaceTime and I can look you in the eye and ask you these same questions. Are you willing to do the work? And if you're not, then parent, don't expect that your child is going to make a 950-degree turn just because you were able to fund sending them to college. So I'm here for families, but families include that whole group of people, that whole package of the village that supports getting those children to and through college. But I'm also on the back end talking to parents and saying, this is a part of parenting. And we got to know that we're in it together from the very beginning. Whether that's me helping find tutors, to me helping you understand the process, to picking the right teachers, picking the right classes. You know, I tell students, just because you're in all AP or honors courses in high school, it doesn't necessarily translate to you taking all honors courses in college. It's not always a one-to-one translation. But what I need for you to do when you're getting those merit scholarships, which are tied to you maintaining a GPA, is that I need for you to understand, if you take these five classes up front, calculate what grade do you think you're going to get. I need for you to set yourself up for success. I'm not telling you take basket weaving, but what I am telling you is you need to be able to say, these are three hard courses for me. I've got to take five classes, so I'm going to work to get A's in these three. But what if I get a B? Well, then I need two guaranteed A's in those other two classes in order to get the GPA that I need to maintain my funding. Do you see what I just did?
Yes.
That is
that
so important. That's so important for us to do. It's not that the school said, just go take all of these high-level courses. What I need to know is, can you handle those courses, and can you get the grade that you think you need to get, not only to graduate, but to maintain your funding? If not, drop back. But I need you to figure out which courses do you take in what sequence, but then I need for you to think about graduation, and I need you to think about what GPA do you need to get to maintain your scholarship. And many don't take that into consideration. Or I need for kids to be able to tell me as soon as possible, I'm in trouble in this calculus class. I need help. You can't wait until the final to yell. You can't wave the white flag at the final. I need for you to wave a flag before the midterm and say, I'm not quite getting this. The class is moving too fast. I need help. I can't afford to get a C because, see, right now I'm monitoring my grades, and right now I'm looking at a 3-1, which means I'm going to lose my scholarship. You see what I'm saying? That has to occur. So those are some of the things that I like to talk to parents about. Does that help?
Yeah, that was phenomenal. It was such an eye-opener. Of all the information that you have provided, it made me rethink the journey. And I look forward to people not having to go through the experience that I went through with my own daughter. And I'm looking forward to what's to come with you and this amazing book that's out, because I have firsthand reading it, and it opened up my eyes yet once again. And so that book is going to be out in a couple of days. And then also, I want people to be able to know how they could be able to find you on social media, because they're going to need to know how they're going to be able to reach out to you, because get ready, you're going to be bombarded.
You know what? Right now I am on Facebook. That's where I'm at the majority of the time, Realizing the College Dream. Hit me up on Messenger. I'm more than happy to take questions. And, you know, I'm more than happy to schedule workshops throughout the United States. You know, the email address is financialmasteryx@gmail.com. Again, it's financialmasteryx@gmail.com. And that is one of the quickest ways to reach me. And then, again, on Messenger, you can reach me under Kim Brown. And find under Facebook, Realizing the College Dream. So any one of those three areas are ways in which you can send me a message, let me know what questions that you have. We can schedule workshops. Again, I travel throughout the United States, and we'll make these workshops available, get them scheduled, bring the book, and we can answer any questions that you might have as it relates to the college planning and financing process.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all this information. I know it's going to be helpful to many parents out there. And, you know, I just want to say keep doing what you're doing on the social, because the children are seeing you and the children are being helped. And that's the most important thing. So thank you so much to all of our listeners today for listening to Motivate Social, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. And until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.